I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Concern rises as Lebanon hands an eviction notice to Syrian refugees. More on that in a moment. And if God's calling you to the mission field, we've got a story you might want to hear. But we'll start in the Middle East, where Lebanese authorities demolished 20 semi-permanent homes this week in Syrian refugee camps. It's part of an effort to encourage refugees to go home, but could leave thousands homeless. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon explains.
Some people don't want to leave, and I feel that the government is doing this so that they don't feel comfortable. This is not a permanent place. This is just temporary.
Going back to Syria isn't much of an option either.
There needs to be a solution which will give amnesty to people that fled because they don't want to be part of war. There needs to be also a financial solution. Now money cannot go into Syria. There's no rebuilding. There's no infrastructure happening.
Nuna says people are reliving the trauma that forced them to become refugees in the first place. The name of their ministry says it all, Triumphant Mercy, which brings us to the final point. The battle to see God's hope in dark places is real.
I think no human can bring a solution. We tried for hundreds of years and it never happened. The only prayer is that the God of peace will just come and bring peace. There will be solutions. There will be creative ideas of bringing the kingdom in, and that people will just turn to God saying, I can't do anything about it. And then they will see him. They will find him. He said, those who will look for me will find me.
Next, a year ago today, the world cheered as rescuers saved four members of the Wild Boar Youth Soccer Team and their coach from an underground cave in Thailand. They'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks by ever-rising floodwaters. One of the rescued boys, Adun, is part of Compassion International's sponsorship program. Compassion's Tim Glenn tells us a year after his ordeal, Adun's future is bright.
Considering the situation that he was put in, he's doing incredibly well. He has traveled to the United States. He's appeared on television shows. He even ran for student council president at his school. Most importantly, his faith has grown since he endured this ordeal. And he says he's learned a lot about patience and about hope, and he's using this as an opportunity to teach others about patience and hope. He's also been given an opportunity to study in the United States, and that's a great opportunity for someone like Adun. So I just pray that if that is what God's will is for him, that God would just open those doors.
Kids are definitely resilient, but
these kinds of ordeals still have a way of cropping up later, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. So I would ask that you continue to pray for his healing.
This story continues at our website.
Continue to pray for Compassion's program in Thailand as we learn to serve children like Adun and church partners on the ground as they continue to minister to children throughout their country.
And in areas hostile to the gospel, God's word reaches out through radio. Transworld Radio broadcasts biblical truth in over 230 languages and 190 countries. But right now, they're facing critical personnel needs. Rick Weston, Chief Personnel Officer for TWR, encourages churches, families, and individuals to support the ministry.
We need people who have an overwhelming calling from the Lord to serve him in this type of ministry. And we have sought those types of people, and over the years, we have found those people. The Lord has brought them to us. And many of those people are getting toward retirement age. So they're needing to come back to the States, either to take care of very elderly parents, or they're getting up there themselves and they need to look to their own needs.
TWR prays often for the right people to join their team. The critical needs list has over 20 open positions right now. And to keep operating at full capacity, those jobs have to be filled. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirred your heart for things I talked about today, things like persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop on to Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it right now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.